Good morning, Audio Boo. This apparently is day 15 of Audio Mo, but unfortunately, I haven't done most of the Audio Mo, so Ernie, I really am sorry. Honestly. And if you were here, I would kiss you, but you're not. So anyway, I'll move on. So you can have whatever day you want this to be. So I have gone and found the Colonel. Well, he was in an old people's home. Colonel?
I'm not going back there. No, I'll never see the sky again. They'll be there with their black bags and their needles and their Johnny Cash records.
Okay, so, all right. So, we haven't seen each other for quite a while, have we, Colonel?
No, Maureen, no. No.
So, what actually have you been up to? Because I'm sure everybody wants to know.
Well, Miss Frobisher, I've worn these special blue combat trousers that you like so much.
Those.
What are you wearing, Miss Frobisher?
A smile.
Good. So, needle pulling thread. Oh, that was a wonderful film, that was. Julian Andrews.
No, Colonel, you're digressing again. What have you been up to? We want to know what you've been up to this...
Doris has made me get this Sky television. I've been watching all the movie channels.
Oh, have you?
Fascinating. Do you know, there's a chap that goes round and, what is it he says? He blows people up and then he tells them that he'll be back.
Really?
the pest controller, I think. The Terminator. That's it. No, it's one of those chaps.
I don't know him.
Arnold...
Swartz. Can never say his name.
Love of sweats, please, Miss Rose. Hotter than that time when we all went to the... Where was it? The Ingermill, 1947.
Oh, Ingermill's. Yes, I used to go there as a kid.
Yes, there was a chap there dressed up as a horse. And, you know, me and all the family, we were up whipping him for hours and hours. Nobody told me I had to make him run round and win the race. I mean, what's a chap supposed to think with a chap on all fours and a whip in his hand?
Well, I suppose, yeah, quite.
But that made my blood run cold, Miss Rosa. Don't mind telling you.
I bet it did. Now, the thing is, though, Colonel, what else have you been up to apart from having Sky TV installed?
Let me see. I've lost two of my bulldogs. I had to drown the little devil.
Oh, no.
They attacked the Sky Man, you know, when he came to the ladder and saw the TV. They wanted to go up with him.
So, did you mention to me when I dragged you out of the old people's home, did you mention something about a cleaner?
Yeah, Doris, yes, me cleaner. I've got a new cleaner, Doris, a fantastic old thing. And she made me get the Sky TV. She's also took me to the horse racing when I told her about my holiday in Inglemay. It was a fascinating day. Mind you, she wouldn't let me... not talk about
she
that.
She wouldn't let you what?
Well, she wouldn't let me whip around the course like the horses. I said, I'm a young desert orchid, Doris. And funnily enough, at that moment, it was time to go home.
So. Oh, no, is she still working for you?
Oh, yes. In fact, she tells me the best films for me to watch. And she introduced me to this wonderful channel, Channel 5.
Oh.
It's called Full of Blinking Australians. Bloody
now, you've got to be careful here, Colonel, because there is some Australians that listen to this.
Yes, I thought they'd still be in prison.
No!
No,
Colonel, just be very careful.
Oh, they're drinking beer this time of day. I'm asking them, 4:10, and they're drinking beer already.
So, Colonel, now, are you going to give me a song today?
A song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, dear female dear, rain a drop of golden snow. Me, my name is Colonel Henry Smedwick, sir. 1945, Eastern Press Corps served in two world wars, drank 47 pints of...
Okay, Colonel. Yeah, I get the picture, and I think we all get the picture.
Yes.
I did actually forget to mention, your name, because obviously there's people that didn't listen last year that are listening this year.
There's people listening to this?
Yes.
People listening to what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. They're there on the edge of their seats listening to you.
Goodness gracious, slept there from snakes and ladders. I can still remember the very first speech my grandfather gave to me. I was just a boy. And he gave me this, did you see on the packet? Tamazepam. He said, "Eat this, young Henry, and I won't hear from you for the rest of the night." And you know, he didn't dash it all. I was asleep for 4 days. It was like when my Auntie Susan made the trifle for my 8th birthday party. She made it from something called Nightner. Oh, it was wonderful. It was upside down in Mrs. Antiagapanthus. Apple tree.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Now listen, I am. It's now time. I've got to go.
must have had too much tea.
No.
Who are you anyway? What are you doing in my house?
You know who I am. It's Miss Frobisher.
Stand up straight when you talk to me.
I'm sitting down.
Sit down for a week when I'm done with the lad.
I'm a girl.
A girl? The army's come to something these days. I mean, I know we had Private Barnabas. Many rumours about him, you know.
No.
Used to like sleeping in the other, in the corporal's tent, don't you know?
I know. Now, Colonel, listen. We're going to have to close this.
Yes,
so I want. Yes. Now I want you to say.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to say goodbye to Audio Boo and to Audio Mo and to Ernie.
To who?
Ernie.
Goodbye, Audio Maureen Boo, Ernie, Bert, and Kermit the Frog.
Okay. I shall speak to you very, very soon, okay?
Righto, and remember, wear the red dress.
I will do.
Oh, top hole.
Okay.
Toodle-pip.
Bye.
Change it to ITV2. I'm missing the Kyle and Remy show.
Right. Bye-bye.